This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Chinese President Xi Jinping made a rare visit to a hospital in Beijing Monday to talk with the medical staff as the number of deaths from the coronavirus outbreak in China topped 900. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The mainland death toll has now risen by 97 to just over 900 in the 24 hours through midnight Sunday, with over 3,000 new cases reported. This is up 15% from Saturday and breaks a string of daily declines. A government spokesman has said those declines showed containment measures were successful. Meanwhile, the operator of a cruise ship quarantine in Yokohama near Tokyo says an additional 66 cases were found aboard. This is in addition to 70 reported earlier. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. law enforcement officials say four members of the Chinese military may have been charged with hacking the computer networks of U.S. credit rating giant Equifax and stealing the country's trade secrets and the personal data of nearly half of all Americans. U.S. Attorney General William Barr.
The hackers obtained the names, birth dates, and social security numbers of nearly 150 million Americans and the driver's licenses of at least 10 million Americans.
This is only the second time federal prosecutors have charged members of the Chinese military, and it comes amid heightened U.S. concerns about Chinese economic espionage and the theft of intellectual property. Turkish officials have told a visiting Russian delegation that attacks on Turkish observation posts in northwestern Syria must stop immediately. Earlier, Ankara said Russian-backed Syrian government forces had killed five Turkish soldiers. The troops are in Syria to help stem a Syrian offensive to retake the last rebel-held area. You're listening to VOA News. Democratic presidential contenders are campaigning in New Hampshire today. It's one day before the state's primary. At a campaign event in Manchester, New Hampshire, Democratic presidential candidate Senator Bernie Sanders said he has the strongest grassroots campaign leading up to the primary.
It's about bringing our people together to begin the process to end the presidency of Donald Trump and to transform our country so that we have an economy and a government that work for all of us, not just wealthy campaign contributors.
At a separate campaign event in New Hampshire, Democratic presidential candidate Senator Amy Klobuchar said she has a more moderate education plan than some of her rivals, and it's meant to fit the nation's employment needs.
First of all, fund K-12 and preschool big time. Secondly, fund those 1- and 2-year degrees. Fund those 1- and 2-year degrees because we know we're going to have a bunch of job openings for 1- and 2-year degrees. And then the third thing is to double the Pell Grants to make it easier for students to go to college.
President Trump is proposing a $4.8 trillion budget plan that rehashes previously rejected spending cuts while leaving Social Security and Medicare benefits untouched. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Trump's fiscal 2021 budget plan, set to be released today, is meant to confront trillion-dollar-plus deficits, but it isn't likely to generate a serious Washington dialogue about what to do, if anything, this election year. The budget's most significant policy prescriptions, an immediate 5% cut to non-defense agency budgets passed by Congress, and $700 billion in cuts to Medicaid over a decade, are non-starters on Capitol Hill. But the Trump budget is a blueprint written as if Trump could enact it without congressional approval. It's already been criticized by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. I'm Julie Walker.
Ireland's new national vote has produced political change as the party Sinn Féin tops the poll. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Ireland's political parties are scrambling to adjust to a new reality after a shocking result that saw the left-wing nationalist party Sinn Féin win the biggest share of the vote. The party is historically linked to the Irish Republican Army, or IRA, in its violent struggle for a united Ireland. The party received 24.5% of the first preference votes in Saturday's election that bested the two centrist parties that have governed Ireland since it won independence from Britain a century ago. Sinn Féin's left-wing proposals for tackling Ireland's housing crisis and healthcare system proved a powerful draw for young voters. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Thailand's prime minister says the king will grant royal funerals to 29 people who were killed in a rampage by a soldier over the weekend. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.